Over there just a bit, fellas. Be careful. Which part did you guys not understand? The be or the careful part? Yeah, it's open.
There you are. What in the name of all that is sane is going on?
I'm having the freshman plebes arrange my new office.
What? You get alumni relations officer around here and suddenly you're king of the universe.
Your words, not mine. I take my BT work seriously, unlike some around here who will remain nameless.
I know you're talking about me.
I mentioned no names. None. No name escaped my lips.
Uh-oh.
Fellas, guys, watch it. That was the picture of our frat house being built back in the day.
You didn't like where the furniture was before?
No. I'm using feng shui to create the perfect ambiance to the room. It's important to have the right atmosphere in this office.
Why?
I said so.
And?
Hank, that should be enough. We need to work on our alumni relations.
Since when?
Since I took office.
Jimmy, at best, it's an honorary type of thing. No one expects you to kill yourself with this position. The guys are just showing how much they care.
And I appreciate that. Guys, the other window. The couch won't work over there. It's giving me the wrong vibe.
The wrong vibe?
Definitely.
Knock, knock. Your interior decorator is here.
Lana.
Oh, hi, Hank.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Do you mind if I interrupt your sparkling repartee?
Go right ahead.
Okay, decorator. Give me what you got.
I brought swatches.
Swatches of what?
Color, duh. Can anyone in the fraternity say lemon sorbet? This room just screams to be lemon sorbet.
Lana.
State Struck Audio Theater presents Fraternizing. What is a serious university student to do when her roommates are the members of a frat house? Do as the Romans do or fight against a sea of frat boys? Let's see as we follow the plight of Lana Andrews and her housing arrangements in the Beta Beta Tau fraternity house. This episode, Absolute Power.
Coleman here. Yes, sir. All is well on this in these days. Yes. They're doing fine. The Beta Beta Taws are towing the line and treating their new boarder with respect. Yes, sir, they sure are. Just a bunch of rowdy boys. They do have a couple sponsors. Dr. Fredrickson and... Oh. He's retiring from being one of their sponsors. I see. That's too bad. Is that why? Sir? Sir, no, really? You surely don't want me to. I do appreciate the responsibility. Yes, sir, I know, but... If you say so, sir. I understand. What did I ever do to deserve this? Did I commit a smidge of road rage or something? Snarl at the next-door neighbor? What? My life just went into the dumpster.
Hey, Grand Poobah. I'm going to the buttery for a bite to eat. Wanna go?
I'm busy.
Doing what?
I'm reorganizing the alumni directory.
By sitting there in front of a laptop and staring at it? How does that work?
Lana, it would be way too complicated for me to explain it to you.
Okay, I guess I'll go by my little lonesome then.
Ask Hank to go with you.
Jimmy?
What now?
Where have you been lately?
Trying to take my new position as alumni relations officer seriously.
The kiss?
What kiss? Oh, that kiss. Right. It was just a kiss, Lana.
Just a... Jimmy, look at me!
Lana.
Jimmy!
Okay, I'm looking in your general direction.
Hank and me.
I thought you guys had worked through all that junk.
Junk? Junk? So, yeah, we did, kinda, but I'm still confused.
What can I do about that? I said to let it go and get over it. I'm sure Hank has.
It's awkward now. Every time we see each other, it's like we just grunt at each other.
That's better than silence, isn't it?
Jimmy.
Isn't it?
Ugh, I'm not able to talk to you right now.
Hey, hey. Oh, Lana, hey.
Yes. Hey, Hank. I'm going to the buttery. By myself.
What was that all about? Or do I really want to know?
I'm busy.
You're staring at a laptop.
Yes, I am. Lana noticed that very thing as well. This alumni list is the pits, Hank.
Not my fault.
Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
Are you a BT?
Yes. Are you?
To the core. To the last little bone in my body.
So you're as much to blame as I am, as any of the other guys.
That's right. I'm taking responsibility for this travesty.
Travesty? Isn't that a bit dramatic?
No. It's atrocious how we've let little things slide around here. Well, no more, I say.
What things?
The alumni.
Yeah, yeah. Is that your only beef about what's going on around here?
No. As a matter of fact, the planning committee isn't planning squat. The freshmen have let the kitchen go to seed, and our pledge chair is letting things—
You better watch it there, Jimmy. I'm the pledge chair.
You sure are.
And that means what?
Read between the lines.
Spell it out for me so we can have it out like two reasonable young men.
You're getting hot under the collar.
You bet I am.
I can't talk to you when you're like this.
Jimmy, I'm going to the buttery to have some— No, wait, I can't. Lana's going there. Ugh. Why is everything around here one big hot mess?
Where was I?
Hello? Any of you BTs around today, or are you in class? Or are you passed out on the floor somewhere? No, no, no. Shouldn't be so judgmental. Just because you are now shackled.
Hello, Miss Coleman.
Lana, hi. How are you?
Bye, Miss Coleman.
I feel like I'm always at the tail end of something crazy going on, and then suddenly—
Hello, Miss Coleman.
Hank, just the man I wanted to see. I have some big news for the BTs.
Can't it wait? I really need to go right now.
Whatever for?
If I don't, I might commit homicide.
Hank, against who?
Go upstairs and check with our new alumni relations officer.
Hank!
Goodbye!
I knew it. I just knew it. The fates are against me and making me pay for something I did in a former life. Two former lives.
Hey, I'm busy.
Jimmy?
Oh, Mrs. Coleman. Hello there.
Hi. Working on a paper for class?
I wish. Frat business.
What kind of business?
The frat kind.
Can you be more specific?
I could, yes.
Would you, please?
Well, it is a bit on the need-to-know kind of level as far as frat stuff goes.
And?
I've been elected as the alumni relations guy for the Beta Beta Taus.
Congrats.
Thanks. I'm taking it rather seriously, as no one else in this frat seems to want to.
And this is something you can't talk about with me? I am, after all, in the academic affairs office.
I don't know. I guess so. It's really strictly supposed to be for frat eyes only.
And their sponsors?
Yes, but it's names, addresses, phone numbers, emails.
Personal info.
That's right. I'm trying to respect that.
As well you should. In this office?
Where the officers of the fraternity convene and conduct executive sessions.
And the sponsors participate?
Sometimes they do, yes. Mrs. Coleman?
Yes, Jimmy?
Is there something wrong? Are we in trouble again?
Nope, not at all. I'm just trying to get a lay of the land, so to speak, of the Beta Beta Tau House.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
Yes, indeedy, but it's probably one that you won't like, or at least it will take a while to get used to.
Really? What?
As I understand it, one of your sponsors has retired.
Dr. Fredrickson. Yeah, he was great. All the guys loved him. He checked in about twice a year. We hardly ever saw him.
I can see why you liked him.
We just got the word last week. We were all pretty tore up about it.
I'm sure.
We don't know who our new sponsor is going to be yet. The upper administration hasn't informed us yet.
You're looking at her.
Excuse me, what?
I am your new sponsor.
I feel like I should be hearing a laugh track right about now.
Me too, but I don't hear one. Do you?
No.
There you have it then. It's done. I am the BT's new sponsor. I am taking Dr. Fredrickson's place. Yep. My sentiments exactly. You might want to pick your job off the floor, Jimmy.
Yes, ma'am. Our new...
That's right. And believe me, I'm going to take my job seriously.
I'm sure you will.
They want me to be the new sponsor around here? Well, I'm going to get on it with a vengeance.
Sounds good.
Starting right now.
Right now?
Right now. Get up out of that chair, Jimmy, and let me have a seat. I want to look at the original charter for the fraternity. There are some things I need to brush up on.
All right.
Don't stand there gawking, Jimmy. We've got some work to do.
No, you're not sitting there. I made it clear I want to eat by myself.
I'm waving the white flag here, Lana.
I don't see one.
Will this napkin work?
Hank, I want to be alone right now. I have some things...
I'm here about Jimmy. He is power mad and has lost his mind.
This is me agreeing with you. What do you want to do about it?
I came here to try and figure out something.
With me?
You're his best friend.
I thought that was your slot. I'm just a buddy of his.
He trusts you completely.
This is a BT thing, Hank. Not my department. Not ever going to be my department.
Lana, can you please forget the awkwardness that seems to happen every time we get near each other?
I wonder why that happened.
We already talked this over. We've moved on from all that.
You have, maybe. Not me. I'm just a dumb old freshman girl, right?
I did not say that. I did not suggest it either.
You don't have to. You act like you're the big man on campus around here all the time.
I do not.
All the time, Hank.
I don't want to have a fight with you.
Why not? I do. It makes me feel better.
I'm here to try and figure out what to do about Jimmy.
If you were only man enough to...
Wait a second. Hold on. When did my manhood enter the conversation?
Just then, right now. You had to go and make everything...
I am a man, I'll have you know. A man. A fraternity man.
That makes it so much better.
And a frat man takes no guff off of anyone.
Guff?
You heard me. And I don't use that word lightly.
You're a complete dork, you know that.
I've been called worse. An armistice?
For the moment, sure.
Jimmy.
He got an office in the frat and is taking it seriously. End of story.
What we saw today isn't Jimmy, right? Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. What's the big deal with his position?
It's not the position. It's Jimmy.
What are you talking about?
When Jimmy first got to college, he pledged another fraternity. Without divulging too much, they don't operate quite like the BTs.
Oh, divulge.
Okay, but not one single word to Jimmy, got it?
Yes.
Lana.
Yes, all right.
During pledge week, they kept Jimmy and others up all night, made them eat dog food until they puked.
Oh.
You said it. They were drinking way too much for Jimmy's taste and a bunch of other things that aren't too pretty.
Wow. He's never told me about this.
With good reason. He was totally humiliated and demoralized. He nearly quit school and went home because of it.
I had no idea.
It was a bad time for him, and then he and I met in our English 101 course and hit it off. I mentioned the BTs, and he said he didn't do frats anymore.
How did you change his mind?
How did we change yours?
Who said you have?
I do. You've, like, become the mascot for the frat.
What? I am no mascot, Hank.
Kidding, only kidding. I invited him to a mixer, and he met the guys. The guys liked him immediately.
Of course.
And he pledged. End of story.
And now he's a power-hungry maniac.
That's the size of it. What do we do about it?
We talk to him. Simple as that.
Are you sure?
Is this our Jimmy we're discussing?
Okay. We go talk to him.
After I eat. And which you're paying for.
Say what?
Hank.
Yes, I am paying for it.
But Mrs. Coleman, I already had that couch.
I know you had that couch moved. But if I'm going to use this space as your sponsor... I want it moved to the other side of the room, away from this desk. I hate to tell you, Jimmy, but it stinks.
It's an old couch.
We should get rid of it.
Not on your life. It's been here since the 1980s. Several generations of BTs have sat on that couch.
That's disgusting.
It's history.
Let me at it, and it will be in a dumpster.
No, it won't. Mrs. Coleman.
And I'm going to bring in some curtains for those windows. The blinds on them won't cut it.
You're ruining the feng shui in this room. I just put everything where I wanted it.
And now I'm putting things where I want them. If I'm going to be one of the sponsors around here, I'm going to...
Sponsors just make sure we aren't doing anything that will get us thrown in jail.
That's what your sponsors of the past did. I am going to bring in a new way of doing things around here.
Our bylaws...
can be amended.
Not without a vote, they can't.
You need to look up just what a sponsor does, Jimmy.
I have. It's in our bylaws.
All right. Maybe I should read those sometime.
I have a copy in the desk.
But I won't be reading them today. Today is about getting this room that I will share with you into shape.
It is in shape.
The posters of the half-clad women are coming down. I cannot believe in this day and age they are still on the walls.
The guys don't mind them.
I bet they don't.
In fact, they like them.
I bet they do. They're coming down.
I hate to break it to you, Mrs. Coleman, but the fellows here in the frat house like the ladies.
But not pictures of them half-naked on the wall, they don't.
It's just decoration.
It's sexist.
They sure are. Oh, wait. You said sexist. Never mind.
And I want the desk moved to the windows for natural lighting. I like natural lighting.
Mrs. Coleman.
What?
You're messing up everything around here.
I'm just getting started. You'll adjust.
The BTs can manage their affairs just fine.
Need I remind you that the BTs are on probation for-
You don't need to remind us. We know we're on probation. You remind us all the time.
I'm reminding you again. With me on board, this will be a much better sanitized version of the BT fraternity.
But we don't want to be sanitized.
Jimmy, you need to get used to it.
Is this a private fight or can anyone join?
Hank. Thank goodness.
Hank, you're going to have a talk with Jimmy about how sponsorship works.
Sponsorship?
She's replacing Dr. Fredrickson as our new sponsor.
No way.
You go, Miss Coleman.
Hello, Lana.
She's trying to rearrange the officer's lounge.
Miss Coleman?
If I'm going to use this office...
Use the office? What for?
To do my sponsorship duties.
Oh, wow. This is going to be awesome.
Bite your tongue. Miss Coleman...
Don't expect me to just check up on you a couple of times a year.
But that's what sponsors do. They sponsor, but from a distance.
I told her that. She didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
I love it.
Lana, please.
Oh, you're actually speaking to me in a civil tone of voice? I am shocked.
Not now.
Miss Coleman, I'm sure if we sit down with the entire frat, we can work through this and decide how best to proceed.
I know how to proceed. It's the frat that needs to get ready to get on board.
I vote for more girls living in the frat.
Shut up, Lana.
You did not just tell me to shut up.
I did.
And you were just nice to me 5 minutes ago.
That was 5 minutes ago. Things have changed in a horrible, horrible way.
It won't be that bad.
It already is.
I think everyone should just try and calm down.
And I already told you what you need to do.
Hank?
You're just upset because you don't know how to act around me because we kissed and you have a thing for me.
I what?
She what?
Lana?
Hank!
I said it! It's out in the open! We should all feel better now.
I don't think that's going to make anyone...
You make me so mad sometimes, Hank. What am I saying? You make me mad all the time.
I wasn't trying to upset you. I was just being honest.
I don't think honesty is the best policy right now.
You said it.
Hank, if you weren't
a what? What would you do?
I'd belt you right in the mouth.
Who's stopping you? If it will make you feel better.
I think we need an intervention about right now.
Hank, as the new sponsor.
Miss Coleman, no offense, but this has nothing to do with you.
Is this taking place on frat property?
It sure is.
Then it involves me.
Hank, we came up here to talk some sense into Jimmy, not fight with each other.
Talk some sense into me? What for? I'm doing just fine.
No, you're not.
You're acting like a maniac with this new office of yours.
I was just fulfilling my duties as a BT, and a BT never says die.
That is so stupid.
It is not.
Did you get that off the TV of some show? How lame is that?
Hank was right, Lana. Shut up.
But Jimmy!
Zip your lips. There's useless noise coming out of your mouth.
Jimmy, there isn't any need.
Let me be the first to storm out of here. I will not stay a minute longer.
Jimmy, maybe we should...
Go talk to the wall, Hank. You'll have an enjoyable conversation as you'll be the only one talking.
This isn't turning out to be a very good first day as the new BT sponsor. Is it?
Who knows, Mrs. Coleman? With your sponsoring, we may be down a few members.
Whatever for?
Because they quit. Because you ran them off.
Have I said in the past 5 minutes that I hate getting this job shoved off onto me? No? Well, allow me to say it again.
No one of any importance is here. Go away.
I thought I'd give you some time to cool down.
Well, as you can see, I am frosty cold.
What's the packing for?
I'm going on a vacay. What do you think?
Listen here, Sparky. I came here to make peace.
Oh, really? And how do you plan to do that?
I brought a pie. Happy now?
Not one bit. What kind is it?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I really want to know. Are you going to tell me?
I'm really going to tell you. Coconut cream. I bought it at the buttery.
Holy cow. That's my favorite. Wait a minute. Hold on. I can see what you're doing. That pie of yours is a rodeo clown to my righteous indignation.
The meringue sure is thick on it.
It would be. You cruel and vicious thing, you.
Please sit down and eat some of it with me.
I might.
And stop packing. You're not going anywhere.
I say whether I stay or go, young lady. Fratz and I don't get along very well, obviously.
Hank told me about it.
He told you about what? Oh, that was private.
Not anymore. It's okay, Jimmy. I get it. Some people are bums because they enjoy watching other people suffer.
You have no idea what I went through.
Who are you talking to? I'm the only girl living in a frat house. Do I need to tell you about your pledges TPing my room?
It was an accident. They were supposed to TP one of their fellow pledges' room. They got the rooms mixed up. And TP isn't eating bowl after bowl of dog food.
Okay. I want to eat this pie without any of that in my mind.
I eat mine with a fork.
Today, you eat it with a spoon.
A spoon?
It was the only clean utensil in the entire frat house.
Figures.
BFFs again?
BFFs? Really? How Disney Channel of you.
Seriously, Jimmy. You are the closest friend I have here at the university. I don't hear from my hometown friends anymore, and I refuse to become chummy with your pledges. They don't bathe enough.
We're working on that. How about some pie?
Well?
What? Oh, your sudden revelation. I knew all that. Lana, I know it sounds trite and goofy, but I've never had a real pal in my life until now.
Am I that pal?
You are.
I'm gonna cry.
Nope. We eat pie and forget our troubles.
Miss Coleman?
And Hank.
There you go. You mentioned his name. I won't be able to eat so much as a crust of this.
Sure you will. And I know what's happening.
About what?
You're falling for him.
I am not. Now it's my turn to pack. I can't believe you said that to me, Jimmy. I am not.
Okay. Before we start World War III again, let's devour this thing.
I only want a slice of it.
Nope. You're in it for the whole hog. We clean the plate.
Knock, knock.
Ah, the good mood killer. Right on schedule.
I saw you with the pie coming up the stairs, so I got a jug of milk.
Not from our fridge, you didn't. It'll come out in lumps.
I had this one stashed. In my secret stash place.
Your what?
Ask no questions. Who has an extra spoon?
Only two. Sorry. See you later.
I bring a jug of peace milk and you want to declare war again.
Hank?
Lana, let's just eat the pie. He can share my spoon.
Ugh. Gross. If you insist. This half's mine. I love coconut cream pie.
Half? That half is mine.
What about my half?
Okay, fine. 33% then.
Nope. That leaves 1% left over. We cannot have that 1% of perfectly good pie not eaten. It's not the BT way.
Speaking of which...
Jimmy, we are eating pie here, or about to.
I let one measly office go to my head. I'm sorry.
I know why. I get it.
I'll resign.
No, you won't. The BTs need a room decorator, and you are going to be the best one they've ever had.
Room decorator? It was alumni relations officer.
It was?
Oh, very funny. You're a laugh riot. Now sit down so we can decimate this pie.
Can we all make an attempt to get along for the rest of the day, please?
I'm in. Lana?
I can do that. And then tomorrow?
I promise to do my best.
No snide comments, no passing gas in my room as a joke. No flippant remarks.
You're asking a lot.
I say we honor the peace treaty and make it official.
Knock, knock. You could make it more official with some ice cream to go along with your pie.
Ah, it's our new sponsor.
All right, Jimmy. Before you wig out and ruin this potentially beautiful moment, the president assigned the sponsorship to me. I don't know why. It's not like I don't have enough to do as it is.
But you...
Let me finish. I was taking out my aggravation on you and the frat. He won't let me resign, I'm sure, but I pledge to straighten up and fly right and not go maniacal anymore.
There are some pretty important bylaws, Mrs. Coleman.
I realize that, and I will familiarize myself with them, and I won't...
One of the most important is that if you have ice cream out, you have to eat it before it melts.
Well, let's stop talking about it then. Let's get sick on pie and ice cream.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you like sharing spoons.
What?
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Fraternizing, Absolute Power. In the cast, as Lana, Madison Baker, Hank, Kieran Shatler, Jimmy, Wesley Schweigert, Mrs. Coleman, Emily Graves. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.